KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check high school sports from around the area last night. A busy night in local high school action. First of all, in high school wrestling, a lot of double duels last night. It was Atlantic defeating Shenandoah 55-12. Atlantic downing Kemper Catholic 56-12. Also Kemper Catholic over Shenandoah 42-36. Creston down Glenwood 48-26. Glenwood over Denison 66-12. And Creston beat Denison 72-6. It was Red Oak over Clarinda Academy 48-24. Riverside beat Red Oak 40-37. AHSTW over Southwest Iowa 48-30. AHSTW also a winner over St. Albert 54-20. St. Albert beat Southwest Iowa 42-36. Also in a double wrestling duel, it was Logan Magnolia over Trainer 81-0. Exira EHK beat Trainer 38-36. Logan Magnolia over Exira EHK 54-13. Griswold was a winner over Nottoway Valley 36-12. Missouri Valley beat Nottoway Valley 54-23. And Missouri Valley a winner over Griswold 48-28. Also, Audubon beat East Sac County 66-0. It was South Central Calhoun topping Audubon 43-27. And South Central Calhoun beat East Sac County 66-12 in that double duel. In high school basketball play last night, first let's check boys in the Hawkeye 10 game heard here on KJAN last night. It was Atlantic beating Glenwood 59-51 as the Trojans had a nice second half effort. They took a 4-point lead at halftime, were able to build that a bit in the fourth quarter as they pick up the victory for Atlantic. Coach Alan Jenkins said his team's effort was good.
We had five guys playing harder than I thought Glenwood was most of the night. That wasn't the case Friday. We had to make some adjustments in practice on Monday, and I thought the kids handled it very well. I thought it was a great team effort. We handled their run early. They got out in transition offense on us, really hurt us the first quarter. We made some adjustments. We made some things taken out of the game plan that we changed. And anytime kids can adjust to that, that shows that they're coachable and willing to do whatever it is for the team to win.
Well, 6'8" senior post Jacob Lewis led Glenwood with 16 points last night, but Jenkins says it was Ryan Hawkins' defensive work against Lewis that was the key.
I thought Ryan Hawkins' post defense was phenomenal tonight. Everything Lewis got, he earned. That was the big matchup because I thought our guards did a decent job of forcing them into some tougher 3-point shots. They were contested for the most part tonight. It's a physical game. Glenwood starts five seniors. They play strong, they play physical, and they have two good posts in Stouder and Lewis, and that's what the game came down to. We got big rebounds. We got stops when we had to.
Atlantic had four players in double digits last night. Garrett Franken had 16, Joel Walker with 15. Also, Ryan Hawkins had a dozen, and Nick Podaisky had 11 to help lead the Atlantic effort. Also in the Hawkeye 10 boys last night, it was Denison over Red Oak 74-40. Harlan beat Creston 59-57. St. Albert over Clarinda 67-31. In Western Iowa Conference boys play, IKM Manning over Griswold 61-28. Trainer beat Riverside 67-35. Tri-Center stopping Audubon 69-35. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 66-57. In Rolling Valley Conference boys play, Booyer Valley beat Glenn Ralston 71-47. Peyton Sherdan in double overtime over Coon Rapids Bayard 46-39. Woodbine beat West Harrison 73-62. In boys corner conference play, Fremont Mills over Essex 60-42. Clarinda Academy beat Stanton 50-40. Nishnabotna over South Page 84-42. Sydney beat Heartland Christian 46-38. Also in boys hoops, it was Bedford over East Union 81-50. Carroll beat South Central Calhoun 82-45. Iowa Christian Academy topping Orient Maxburg 62-55. Lenox beat Southwest Valley 69-39. Nottoway Valley a 64-35 winner over Mount Air. Panorama beat Madrid 61-41. Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln 87-75. Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson 72-45. It was Woodward Academy over Guthrie Center 66-31. In girls high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood running away to a 69-38 victory over Atlantic. Glenwood making a big run in the second quarter to take a 17-point lead at intermission and then built on that in the second half. Glenwood had a bunch of players on the board. Haley Darrell led the way with 20 points. Atlantic's Aaron Olson, the only player in double figures for the girls here last night, she had 11 points in that game. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Clarinda over St. Albert, 58-52. Harlan beat Creston, 53-34. Lewis Central over Shenandoah, 48-33. Red Oak beat Denison, 52-37. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon over Tri-Center, 53-41. IKM Manning beat Griswold, 78-34. Logan Magnolia topping Underwood, 71-41. Trainer beat Riverside, 62-17. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Charter Oak Ute over Cam, 53-40. Coon Rapids Bayard beating Peyton Sherdan, 55-54. Exira EHK, 68-19 over Arweva. Woodbine beat West Harrison, 80-30. Glidden Ralston over Boyer Valley, 40-37. In Girls Corner Conference play, Fremont Mills over Essex, 51-16. Nishnabotna beat South Page, 48-25. Sydney, 49-12 over Heartland Christian. Stanton beat Clarinda Academy, 58-10. In other girls' hoops, it was Nottoway Valley over Mount Air, 60-54. Orient Maxburg in overtime, 43-41 over Iowa Christian. Panorama beat Madrid, 74-32. Sioux City North, 55-44 winners over Abraham Lincoln. Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson, 73-35. South Central Calhoun over Carroll, 72-24. Southwest Valley beat Lennox, 53-25. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 3 Arizona beat Oakland 101-64. It was ninth-rated Texas 106-61 over Liscombe. Number 11 Wichita State beat Alabama 53-52. 15th-ranked Oklahoma topping Oral Roberts 85-53. And number 24 North Carolina 79-56 over UNC Greensboro. As exam week winds down, the Iowa football team returns to the practice field to resume preparations for the January 2nd Tax Slayer Bowl against Tennessee. Senior linebacker Quinton Alston says the time between the end of the regular season and the bowl game allows them to return to the basics.
So during the season, you know, it's a lot of game plan and stuff, a lot of schemes that we try to go over to prepare for the next team. But bowl prep, it pretty much just takes you back to the basics. It takes you back to pretty much like camp. I think you get like 15 practices. I think that's what you're allotted. You go back to the basics, you do fundamental drills, get the base details of what makes you great worked again, and you get that extra month to prepare. So, we just get back to the fundamentals, the basics, and can just continue to work.
Senior offensive tackle Brandon Sheriff was named Iowa's fourth winner of the Outland Trophy last week, and he's looking forward to playing one more game in a Hawkeye uniform.
You know, all those accolades, they wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the team, and, you know, that's what us five fronted. You know, I wouldn't get this if it wasn't for those four other guys working their butt off, too. And, you know, so it's all for them. And it's nice. But, yeah, we got a job to do down in Florida.
A Tax Slayer Bowl will be in the afternoon on January 2nd. We'll have it for you here on the radio. Elsewhere in college football news, TCU coach Gary Patterson has a new contract after leading the Horned Frogs to a Big 12 title in only their third season in a Power 5 conference. Patterson was already among the Big 12's highest paid coaches with a salary of about $4 million this season. Ohio State offensive coordinator Tom Herman has been hired as the new head football coach at Houston. He agreed to a 5-year, $6.75 million contract and takes over a team that went 7-5 this year. Former Nebraska coach Bo Pelini will take over the football program at Youngstown State. The 47-year-old hails from the Youngstown area. Pelini was fired by the Cornhuskers last month after he went 67-27 in 7 seasons. Michigan State quarterback Connor Cook is indicating that he'll be back for his senior season. He says his main goal is to return, adding that he has unfinished business that he wants to accomplish next year. Cook has thrown for 2,900 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions for the Spartans this season, after guiding the team to the 2013 Big Ten title and a win in the Rose Bowl. And Florida State leads the way with the most players chosen on the annual AP All-America team. The Seminoles place 3 players on the list: tight end Nick O'Leary, guard Trey Jackson, and kicker Roberto Aguayo. Oregon and Alabama each have 2 players, including 2 Heisman Trophy finalists. Heisman winner Marcus Mariota is the first Ducks quarterback to be an All-American. Iowa senior offensive tackle Brandon Sheriff made the first team All-America list. The 6'5", 320-pounder from Denison is expected to be one of the first offensive linemen taken in the NFL draft. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.